היינו אדוני ישראל לפי מעשה בסרטים מיטב צורים כבר מישראל. He said you are like a king and the best of our tzvores you should bear your nisya. Initially everybody said we'll be more than happy to give our kavod to you, and then Moshe, then Avraham Avinu asked them to please try to convince Ephron to give me or sell me his field. So if they already said that all any plot you want is available, so why does he have to say now please request from Ephron that he should agree? He knew that if you go to any individual, they're going to say, well, there was a public statement everybody's going to give to you, but it didn't mean me, not the other guy. Yeah, so therefore now that he picked a specific place, he needed people to help convince Ephron to sell him the place. That's a rule in life. Sometimes we have people want to go to Mishrazik, and we also go to Mishrazik. When it comes to Mishrazik, I was waiting for the other one to do it. So, important thing is that life is short, and we have opportunities to uplift ourselves, to bring ourselves lives. I was talking to some young Bachman, and I said, there's a difference between the way a Jew eats and the way the rest of wildlife eats. The rest of wildlife, it eats in order to be eaten. You have a little fish that eats a little bit, and then a bigger fish eats it. If a cow that eats all kind of things smaller than it, then somebody else eats him. So basically, by eating, they bring themselves closer to the death. Whereas by us, if we eat with the right kavanah of Hashem Shemaim, to appreciate what Hashem gave us, to give us grace, to avoid this Hashem, so eating gives us life. That's about everything in life. Life is all about dying, unless you bring other Hashem. So, you should all be safe with a big fears. Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, early Shabbos morning, whichever works for you, are times that could either be dead times or they could be full of life. It is safer to make them full of life.